It's Friday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
All right, today's question comes from Lindsay in Georgia. This is a big one. I cannot wait to hear what you have to say about this, John. I'm the sole earner, mom of three and three stepkids. My income ranges from $100,000 to $200,000, and we've paid off $200,000 of our initial $380,000 of debt in the past 3 years. Amazing. My husband is a stay-at-home dad and due to COVID and thinks that we should be spending more money despite getting $200 a week. I pay his child support and his tuition. He is a good roommate, but a terrible husband. He has withheld all affection in the past years and prioritizes Netflix over me. Can I withhold spending money until he agrees to work on our marriage? We had counseling, but he would not follow up. I'm so exhausted, lonely, and depressed. I resent feeling I am good enough to work 60 hours a week to support him, but not good enough to be loved.
Oh man,
there's a
that's
a lot there.
That's about a year's worth of work here.
There.
So to answer, there's one question in here, which is, can I withhold spending money until he agrees to work on our marriage? The answer is no.
No.
Anybody who gets into the business of withholding, whether that's I'm withholding affection, intimacy, I'm withholding information, I've got secrets, right? I'm withholding fears, I'm withholding money. That's not even a red flag. That's like this giant neon sign, right?
Yeah.
This feels like resentment, and this feels like this relationship. It actually feels like this relationship is over, and like you mentioned it, we're roommates now. He's got a good deal, I got a good deal, and I'm just exhausted, lonely, and the good deal on the roommate stuff is run out. Right. I don't think this is a money question at all.
So let me go high level money. And then I want you to dig into this because I am curious all of your thoughts. So just a couple of things, Lindsay. And again, this is all the symptom of a bigger problem. So what I'm about to say is not going to solve your life here. But even saying his child support, his tuition, it seems like, you know, I give him $200 a week. You guys are not a team.
Right.
Like it is a his and her viewpoint. And a little bit of it sounds like you're being his mom.
That's exactly right. And nobody wants to have a romantic relationship with their mom, right? I wish there was another way to say that,
right.
But he's being mothered, right? And he's acting like a five-year-old who needs a mom, right? And so now you get in this weird dance.
Yeah, because he needs to buck up too. Like this isn't all your fault, Lindsay, by any means.
Yeah.
We're not picking on you, but you do have to realize even the language you use shows where you guys are at in the marriage, even just in the question, which is fascinating. Okay.
So it becomes a dance, right?
Yeah.
It becomes, I feel like she's always telling me what to do. She's acting like my mom. And then that shuts off all desire, right? Which then leads to, I'm just going to retreat and hide in front of Netflix and complain about not being able to go out with my friends, which then he's acting like a five-year-old. And then she has to, right? Somebody has to say stop. Somebody's got to just, as Terry Real says, you got to turn and stare the forest fire down. You got to look at both of you've got stuff in your past that y'all got to deal with. Both of you got six kids in this house. You make great money. There's a part of me that believes you think you're better than him because you make that kind of money. There's part of me that thinks he feels like he's a loser because there's so much here. And at the end of the day, you said it best. I'm so exhausted, lonely, and depressed. Rachel, I've heard those three words over and over and over this season, right? If your partner will not go to counseling with you, if your husband or wife, girlfriend, boyfriend won't go, you're left with one option, and that is to control what you can control, and that is to work on you. So you've got to go, right? If you both had the flu, that's probably not a good one. If you both had strep throat and you go fill both prescriptions and he won't take his medicine, that doesn't mean you don't take yours. Mm. In fact, that means you've got to take yours, right? Because somebody's got to be well around.
That's good, yeah.
So spend the time, the money, the energy to get refilled. It's not happening here. My hope for this marriage is that when she starts working through her challenges, which are bigger than him, bigger than this mess, that she will get some new skills and some new tools that will give her some clarity on her next path, and hopefully will give her some clarity on how to engage him a little bit differently, that he might be able to hear it. She might have peace in her heart, right? She may be able to start acting outside of this marriage. And that sounded weird. Outside the marriage, but start.
No, I hear. Yeah.
Start having, like, right? You're going to start exercising again. Start taking care of yourself. Start having friends and community members. Go get re-engaged with a local church or local community groups or whatever that looks like. And my hope is that your husband will see that and say, I want that. Right?
Yep.
Blaming and criticizing and yelling never have solved a problem in a marriage. Mm-hmm. Right?
And I love that. Control what you can control. Because I think that's one of the most frustrating things in life. We talked about that, you know, even last hour. But it's like, yeah, if you... you don't have an option, right? You're not going to just like absolutely drag him. You can't physically drag him. And even if you did and set him in a room with a counselor...
It's not going to do any good, right?
He's not going to... He chooses to hear it or not.
That's
so
right.
So being able to control what you can control. But Lindsay, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I hate that
This
for
is
you.
A story for a lot of couples out there are in this. And that's one thing I'm excited about our event tonight, to hopefully bring a level of clarity and tools to people. Because it's tough. But thanks, Lindsay. Thanks for your question.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.